No entiendo por qué la ciudad nos está.
I don't understand why the city is pushing us out of here. We're not hurting anyone.
Carmelo Garcia has lived in a tent along Rock Creek Parkway for 7 months. Up to 15 people stay here at times.
Estoy feliz.
I'm happy. We see each other as friends. We're family.
But camping overnight without a permit is not legal on DC property.
You have a bit of a tension between what, you know, what their rights are and what public rights are.
Brenda Donald is the deputy mayor for DC's Health and Human Services.
We certainly have to take into consideration health and safety issues for the people who are living in the encampments as well as the residents who live nearby.
Garcia's journey to this encampment started with a beating followed by surgery on his skull. After that, he started hearing voices in his head.
This is where I have to ask for money to buy enough medication.
Eric Tarz at the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty doesn't believe encampments should be against the law.
With communities' failure to make adequate available shelter or housing available, we don't believe that homeless people should be punished for the simple act of trying to survive.
Teams of DC agencies regularly come by to check on people and clean up the space.
Sometimes the outreach workers are successful in helping a person to either go into shelter, encouraging them to go into shelter, or even to go into housing if we have a housing available that's appropriate for their needs.
Rafael Cruz, who also lives in the encampment, says rent has just become unaffordable.
$1,200 to live in D.C., but a $10 minimum wage job. Yeah, that's outrageous. That makes no sense.
Andrew Mollenbeck, WTOP News.